You're tuned to 89.1 WGLT.org. I'm Laura Kennedy with this WGLT Datebook. An exhibition of posters featuring challenging imagery makes a return visit to the galleries at Illinois Wesleyan University. Women's Rights Are Human Rights features posters that tackle gender inequality, violence, women's empowerment, and more. This is the second time this collection has been shown at IWU. Curator Carmen Lozar says the powerful messages on the posters makes this show deeply impactful. And the pandemic has had its influence, too. Lozar says with the main gallery closed, the Atrium Gallery allowed enough space to safely display the works from both a pandemic and security standpoint.
So I couldn't have artwork that couldn't be locked and closed. So this had to be these reprintable posters that are, you know, we have the files, we can always reprint them if they get damaged or taken.
That was wonderful serendipity that you were actually able to do that. But also, do you feel the timing of being able to put this up right now, it just sort of jibes with the cultural zeitgeist?
Yeah, and I think that this is serving as a great reminder of to always causing us to be aware. Sometimes we let things slip through our consciousness and say, I'm not going to talk about that, or I'm not going to think about that. These posters do a wonderful, you know, job. They're highlighting issues of domestic violence, wage disparity, voting rights. These posters are from around the world and from cultures that we don't necessarily interact with or see on a daily basis. So our problems with maybe wage disparity or domestic abuse might be different from other cultures' women's rights issues. So I think that that widens our global perspective, looking at these other problems from around the world. I was looking through them, walking through this morning. It's really nice. They're very bright and eye-catching posters, which are nice in Illinois at this time. And I think graphic designers, if you think about graphic designers, they're solving problems, right? Artists and graphic designers are always solving problems. So graphic designers have taken this problem of, these women's rights issues and portrayed them in some colors that will draw you in and then you look at the message. One of the posters that I love the most is called The Abused Goddess. And it's actually a series of Indian goddesses that have suffered domestic abuse, yet they're in full regalia still of sitting on a lotus or in this kind of serene way. And those are from a design company called Taproot Densu in Mumbai, India. And those, to look at the absolute gorgeous colors and the flourishes of artistic creativity on those, draws you in. And then you notice that the goddess has a black eye. You know, so they are really powerful posters.
So are visuals just as impactful as speech, do you think?
I think that visuals are. To me, we live in a visual culture. You look at Facebook and Instagram, we are looking at images all day long. So to me, many of these posters have text, but we are living this visual culture right now. And so posters that have these images that are very eye-catching, yes, they're speaking, they're making us stop and think.
How influential can these posters be on human behavior?
They should have an impact. Some of the posters, even I have one hanging from the last show in my office, and it's right behind me. And
it's like you can even see it.
And I think that they're really wonderful, simple icons. So that it says it's a wheelbarrow that's kind of hybrid with a baby carriage, right? And the title above it is Double Work. And it's a simple, simplest image, but it's telling the viewer that women who are, you know, who are mothers, who are working, there's often inequalities in those areas. There's underappreciation, or people are doing just, you know, exerting them so much more, themselves so much more in certain areas. To me, these simple graphics tell huge stories.
Tell me about the reaction from the students at Illinois Wesleyan and folks coming in. Tell me about what you've been hearing.
And I think it creates a great amount of dialogue. You know, we just reinstalled these posters last weekend with my student crew, and I really count on my crew they're all young artists, and they work on the gallery crew, and they choose things very carefully. I often let them work on the layout. So we had 70 posters to choose from. They had to narrow it down to 32. So it was very interesting to watch a young group of students go through and find the posters that they felt were most important to speak of right now. And the posters they chose to hang.
Was there a particular pattern or a particular something that you were seeing coming over, a theme?
So yes, I felt that they chose many posters that were the hardest hitting posters. So I felt that they really were choosing the posters that were possibly the ones that were most hard for me to look at or deal with. And they put some of those posters in really prominent displays, which tells me that this is a group of students who are hanging this show that don't want us to look away from these things. They're ready to confront these things and acknowledge them and try to work. So that makes a huge difference to me. It's really an interesting thing, and I'm proud that they chose the posters they did.
That's Carmen Lozar, gallery director at Illinois Wesleyan University. Women's Rights Are Human Rights is currently up and will continue in the Atrium Gallery. I'm Laura Kennedy.